Who wouldn't like the idea of a reimagined car rental service? Well, that's the hope from ride-hailing company Lyft, which has launched a new feature, car rentals, to take on giants like Hertz and Avis. The company looks to shake up the industry with cooler cars and less restrictions, but not necessarily lower rates. Let me tell you all about it on today's Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. So here's the offer. You can't rent these cars at the airport, but if you need one in town, Lyft would like to rent a car for you. You won't have to go to a lot to pick them up because Lyft will pick you up and drop you off for free, or close to free, with a $40 ride credit. It depends on how far away you live from the lot. Now, you won't have to worry about refilling up with gas because Lyft will do it for you at local market rates. And the cars themselves will have the latest entertainment technology, Apple's CarPlay or Android Auto for voice-activated directions, music, and restaurant reviews. The bad news, the service is only available in two cities, LA and San Francisco, and only to a small percentage of the Lyft users in those markets. However, I'm one of the lucky ones, and I was able to check it out. Now, you do this, you get a car by opening up your app and looking at the bottom of the screen where there is a search button, a tab to rent a Lyft scooter or get public transit information. At the very bottom left is a visual of car keys. Click on that and you get yourself an offer to rent a car from Lyft. As I said, the rates are not a bargain. I was quoted $39 a day to rent a Mazda 3 car or $49 a day for a Mazda CX-5 plus an extra $16 for the optional insurance. Now that's about on par with Budget, which quoted me a little less, and Hertz, whose quote was a little more. Another stumbling block, in both cities, Lyft only has two car lots. In LA, that's Sawtelle Boulevard on the west side of town, or South La Cienega, which is a really far get-to location for folks in downtown or the west side. Lyft wouldn't tell me what the expansion plans are to reach other cities, except to stay tuned. Now, I like Lyft, and it is my go-to company for rides. I hope they make it and that the car rental thing works out for them. But, you know, the rates are going to have to come way down before I would ever consider it. I could pick up a Lyft ride with a driver for way less than the company is currently charging. How about you, listeners? Is this something you might consider? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Before we go, a quick plug for the third season of the great investigative podcast from the USA Today Network called The Accused. This season, host Amber Hunt examines the mysterious death of a man who completely vanished one muggy night in 1984 from his job at a uranium processing plant. Want to hear more? Well, you can find Accused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. The entire season of Accused is available to binge ad-free now on Wondery Plus. Subscribe to Wondery Plus today at wondery.com/PLUS. That's wondery.com/PLUS. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks again for listening, everyone. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.